Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Talk About It. My name is Annabelle Wiskus, and I'll be your host today. If you are brand new to Talk About It, welcome. It is a post-grad centered podcast that posts every single Wednesday, and I'm so thankful that you are here joining me. How are we doing, you guys? Happy late July 4th. I know it's like almost a week by the time you're listening to this, but it is actually July 6th that I am recording this. So I'm still in my July 4th weekend and I am so brain dead. I'm just like not ready to go back to work tomorrow. That is so real. I've been laying in the sun, I've been soaking up this amazing Minnesota weather, and I'm just not ready to go back to the office. But I know I need to because my brain is a little bit on vacation. It's kind of in La La Land. We're, just lounging around and we need to get back to our routine and our productivity, sadly. But I hope everyone had an amazing 4th of July weekend. It is my favorite holiday. So I hope it was filled with lots of sun, lots of lake life if you live by the lake. Hopefully there was some fireworks. Hopefully there was some really good food, really good friends, really good family. And yeah, I hope you had an amazing 4th of July. If you have seen on my socials, if you do not follow Talk About It podcast on Instagram or TikTok, please follow that. But if you were following along and have seen anything on socials, I actually came out with an announcement earlier today. I have had this really fun idea to kind of go back to the roots of the beginning of the podcast where I discuss the actual fundamentals of post-grad. Okay. And again, I don't want to go about it being like, this is what you need to do, okay? But I want to go through some of the topics of post-grad that a lot of people seem to have the most questions about or even are the most scared for. Things such as finding a job, navigating your friendships and relationships, even nutrients and taking care of yourself, working out, that kind of a thing. Overall, finding your identity and figuring things out through post-grad. And so I am going to commit to a 5-part series, my first ever series, which is going to be so much fun about post-grad. I think that I have loved every single topic that we've talked about so far, but I do want to dig back into the base of post-grad itself and I guess just relate to you guys a little bit more and the specifics of what you guys are going through because I think everyone right now, it's been 2 to 3 months where you're finally post-grad and it's summer. So you don't fully feel like you aren't going to go back to college, but it is kind of amping up those certain anxieties and those certain feelings of like you have to kind of figure things out, whether that is your job or figure out your routine or et cetera, et cetera. So I want to dig back into that. So when it gets to be the time where you're like, wait, I'm not going back to college, you're not only just mentally prepared, but you feel more confident and you don't feel, I guess, sad that you're not going to go back, that you have something to look forward to. So I guess that's kind of my goal with it, is to try and help you guys out a little bit and be on top of that waiting game because there is a lot of things that you are figuring out and you're waiting for and you're realizing in this July month, July and August, where you feel like you should be getting ready for something, but you're not. And there are going to be things that you're like, wait, I'm missing out on things that I'm seeing on Instagram because everyone's going back to school on the first day of school and whatever, all the game days and the darties and the et cetera, et cetera. So that is what is ahead of us right now. My first ever series, post-grad. I hope you guys enjoy it. If you have any questions about it, please reach out to me. And again, if you like this episode, if you like anything that I say, anything that I talk about, anything that I bring up, let me know. I want to hear more about what you guys like and what you don't like. Leave a comment. I love when you guys talk to me. So that is my little spiel, my little announcement. Let's get right in with this episode. All right, you guys. So for a while now, I have been posting these certain like questionnaires on my stories, just kind of, continuously asking you guys what you want to hear. So I have a running list of things that you want to talk about because, again, I have a whole notes app. Like I have topics and content for years, you guys. I feel like I've been like mentally preparing for this podcast for so long, but I wanted to dig back into the things that you guys want me to talk about. So today, we are going to be talking about finding your identity through post-grad, some of the things that you guys have talked to me about that you're kind of either anxious for, you're trying to figure out some of the things that you're like, I don't know how other people are doing this. And I feel like I need just someone to talk about it because I don't really know how to feel about it or think about it or what even where to start. So this episode, we are talking about finding your identity through post-grad because you go through an identity shift. You go through so many changes. You go from a community to individualism, and it is very intimidating. And so we're going to talk about everything under the sun. Let's talk about finding your identity. But first, you guys, we do have to start with our handy dandy question. How are you doing, Annabelle? What is new? What is up? What's going on? How are you? You seem amazing. I am amazing. Today, you guys, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. I don't know if it's just because of a long weekend, you know? Even though it was a long weekend, I feel like a lot of people can relate to this. I didn't get much sleep. I feel like I was out. I was taking use of all the days. I mean, the sun, you guys, the sun does not set until, I swear, 10 p.m. So I'm out dawn to dusk. I swear. Like, I am going, making the most of all my days. And it was the four. So there was a lot of family. There was a lot of friends. There was a lot of things that you were doing chaotically to fit in. But I am doing so great. I went to church this morning. I have been doing this new thing where I sit on my porch and I do my devotionals with my coffee in the morning. I've been trying to get a little bit more sunlight in my routine. So starting the day off by just at least sitting on my porch, I'm not directly in the sun, but I'm at least outside. Yeah. Feeling good, starting my day. And I do my devotionals. I've been trying to take at least 20 to 25 minutes to do my devotionals. I've been really pushing myself to spend more time with God right in the morning. And so I have been really, really, really great. I feel like this was a really exciting week, you know, anticipating all the fun activities. And looking back, I am so thankful that my friends and my family were there and that we got to embrace the traditions that we've had every single year leading up to this. I love the 4th. I think that it is such a fun holiday, and it's not like it's surrounded by gifts. It's just good people, good food, good weather, good times, and it's not much to complain about with the 4th when you live on a lake. So that is how I am feeling. I'm doing very, very, very well, and it's just an up kind of week. And I think the reason I wanted to start with finding your identity was because when you first graduate, I realized this, I didn't fully feel like I was in post-grad for a really long time. It took me probably until, I would say, around October to fully feel like I wasn't going back to college. I mean, I felt like I was missing out on things. You know, I had said previously, I was a student athlete and I was on a dance team, and not seeing myself in those videos or photos, I'm not going to lie, it was hard. I mean, that was the first punch in the gut for me when it was like, okay, you're not going back. Everything that you're used to is changing. But it was summer. You know, even when you're transitioning from summer to fall, you're still keeping busy. You're still doing things. I was traveling a little bit. I was seeing people. Some of my friends were moving out of the state. So there was a lot of things that were changing around me, but I still, it didn't hit me. It hadn't hit that I was not going back to college, that I wasn't going back to my friends, because it was warm. I was active. I was doing things and I was staying busy and I was just looking for a job at the time. But I think because I didn't realize and because I wasn't associating that I wasn't fully going back to school, it was one of those things where I didn't really take the time to fully understand the things that I needed to acquire in my routine and try for myself to, I guess, cushion the fall of when I did realize that I wasn't going back to college. I think that I did things here and there to keep myself busy, but for the most part, I wasn't really doing things that would help me out and make me feel like I was doing post-grad, quote-unquote, right, you know, even though there isn't a right way to do post-grad. I think that that's a myth, but socially and through social media, people will show you, especially when they're a year and a half post-grad, that you know, there's a way to thrive. And I was just anticipating and waiting for the day that I would start to thrive post-grad because, you know, at that point in time, I didn't have a job and I was just trying to look like I was having the most fun that I could, but there was so much unknown ahead of me and I wasn't paying attention to that. And I don't think that that's a bad thing, because I think that I was living in the moment. I was soaking up the time that I had and the freedom that I had in the moment, and just, you know, taking the process as I should. But there were a few things that I wish I did just to help myself grasp onto who I wanted to be a little earlier. Again, everyone goes at their own pace, but I think that the sooner that you can try things and the sooner that you can get out of your comfort zone, the more that you will realize the things that you like and the things that you don't like within postgrad, and find your own identity. Find the person that you want to be outside of college. I have said this before and I will say it 1,000 times again. You get to decide who you are out of college. You get to rewrite who you want to be post-grad and reconfigure the life that you want for yourself. You get to choose the people that you want to be around. You get to choose the things that you do. You get to decide where you want to be and really just rewrite your own story. And I think that that is the beauty of post-grad. And the sooner that you get the chance to just branch out and try new things, the sooner and the happier that you will be with the decisions that you choose to stick with. And so let's kind of talk about that timeline, okay? Let's kind of talk about the reality and the shift. At least in my experience for postgrad, everyone's is going to be a little bit different, because I've said this before. I said this in my first episode. I didn't start working directly after postgrad. So someone who had a job lined up, their process is going to look differently than mine, obviously. But my timeline was I graduated right at the end of May, and immediately, literally the next day after that, I had to be out of my apartment. So I moved home immediately after that. For those next months, it was tomfoolery and it was embracing summer. I had no plans. I was working my part-time jobs at the time. I was still working at a studio. I was trying to save as much money as I could, but I wasn't making enough where I could actually save. I was starting my coaching gig, so I was starting to meet the girls, going in here and there, and I really was just trying to do the best I could to actively apply to a full-time position, but also at that point in time, I wasn't really in a rush, so I wasn't trying to dig deep and hound down and spend hours and hours at my computer. I was mainly trying to keep up with my workout routine, tan in the sun. In the middle of July and August, though, right at the end, the last week of July, I went to Europe. Right after I got back from Europe, I dug into applying. I was applying to like 3 different places every single day. And I don't want this episode to be finding your job, because I have a completely different episode related to that topic. So I'm not going to go into the details of applying to jobs yet. I realized right after I got my first job, which was right in October, that was the moment that I started my first position at my job right now. And I realized that at that moment, I didn't have any hobbies or anything on the outside that I was doing for myself to better myself and make my post-grad experience my journey. I was just kind of going through the motions of what I thought I should be doing. A lot of my friends had moved away at the time, so that was something that was different for me. And I just had started to realize that things were changing and I didn't have a foundation built underneath me for the things that I wanted to prioritize in myself. So at this point, I truly, truly, truly started to go out of my comfort zone and try new things. So if you look at that timeline, you guys, I waited almost 6 months to like really get outside my comfort zone. And within those 6 months, I was still doing things, okay? Like, I wasn't just sitting and not trying to meet people and whatever the heck. I was still doing things, but the things that I do now in my routine and the things that I do now for myself to build hobbies and to get outside my comfort zone and to build a character for myself are way, 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 way more drastic than what I was doing, because the things that I was doing right after post-grad, I was still doing in college. I was still taking yoga classes. I was working here and there on certain things and my college job. I was meeting people here and there, but I wasn't actually building relationships. I was just kind of hanging out with my family and hanging out with the friends that were surrounding me. I wasn't doing things that future me would benefit from. I was just kind of going with what I knew. So that was kind of my timeline. And again, I'm going to preface this again. That was a great timeline. That worked for me, okay? If you need those 6 months post-grad about, right? Like it was like 5-6 months. If you need those 3 to 6 months to kind of figure things out, I advise you to take that. I advise you to try that. I advise you to truthfully just do what you need to do to feel good and to feel like you are making the most out of your experience. Because one thing that is false in post-grad world is the sense of urgency. Okay. A lot of people right now feel like they need to do things right here, right now, right in this moment because of the comparison of other people. And one thing, you don't need to do something just because other people are doing it. You need to do things that are going to feel good for you and that are going to be the best for your routine, not someone else's. So now I want to go into some of the things that you guys had asked me about and some of the things that you guys wanted me to talk about. I chose three things specifically for this episode. I've kind of branched some of the other things out into other episodes as I've kind of like organized the things that I do know that you guys want to talk about and the things that I want to talk about for those episodes. So I have three things for this episode that I want to talk about when it comes to finding your identity and just feeling good about that first stage in post-grad. So that whole timeline of mine does transition into the things that you guys want to talk about. The first thing that was mentioned was truly filling your time. Filling your time can be hard because when you are in college, you are going, going, going. You are constantly surrounded by people. You are going from classes, you are studying, you are working, you are in athletics, you are working out, you are in a community where moving and going and not staying still is very popular because at that point in time, you have your routine, you have your schedule, you have everything figured out, and you know what you need to fit in your day. And so when you are outside of that little bubble of college and you are back to being on your own and filling your own time and trying new things that aren't on your college street or aren't right by your apartment or is a brand new coffee shop that is 30 minutes away from where you normally get your coffee, that kind of a thing. It takes a lot of time to build up that courage to go and try new things that will fill your time. And that's where I want to start with. Building up the courage to try new things, you guys. I think that that is a very intimidating phrase. We always say, well, we need to just build up enough courage on for ourselves to go outside our comfort zone and try new things. I want to challenge you all, if you are listening to this and you are someone who has something on your list that you want to do, whether that is try this coffee shop, go to this restaurant, go to this new workout facility or this Pilates class or this cycle class or whatever, I urge you. Go book that, go plan that, go put it in your calendar of when you want to go to that, when you want to do that, and respect yourself enough to do it. And I say this because once we have something on our list of things that we want to do, things that we want to try, things that we might like, you will never know, first off, you will never know if you like it unless you try it. But second, when we have it on our list, it becomes a thing that we want to happen, but we don't have happening. And when we don't have something happening, it becomes something that might never happen. There are so many times where I will put something down, even when it comes to my friends. We'll make a bucket list, we'll make things that we want to do, and we'll talk about all the things that we want to do. Let's say it's summer, a summer bucket list, country concerts, lake days, we want to go to restaurants, we want to go to happy hours, we want to go to classes. There are so many times you'll write that down and you'll never act on it. You will never, never, never actually try that unless you put it in your calendar, unless you commit to trying it. There's a lot of things out there, especially if you are new to it, to just try it. And I think that you will never find yourself in a position to build up the courage to do it if you don't have a time frame to build up that courage. If you've had this on your list for a while, I would say more than 2 weeks. If this is something that you've been wanting to do or something or a place that you wanted to try, go try it. You want to try it. You need to just push yourself to do it. You need to push yourself to put it on your calendar and try it because, again, you will never know if you like something unless you just try it. And you'll never get to try it unless you just put it on your calendar. If it's not on your calendar, it's out of your brain. It's not a planned thing. It's completely something that's a what if, maybe at some point in time. Sooner or later, time will catch up to you and it'll be a year and it'll still be on your to-do list. Wouldn't you rather have tried it by that point and are like, I know I like that, or I know I don't like that? You need to push yourself to just do the dang thing. Do the dang thing. Okay, the second thing, comparison. Let me tell you a little thing about comparison, okay? Comparison can be healthy. However, comparison can be our worst enemy. It is a constant battle. You're never just always going to have a really great relationship with comparison because there's always going to be something that will be shown to you that you will feel intimidated by, or that will change the perspective of the way that you live your life or the way that you are going about things. Especially in this day and society where social media is our kryptonite, it is so easy to one day feel like you love the way that your life is going. You love the way that you're going about things. You love the things that you're trying. You love your style. You love the way that you do your makeup. You love the people that you're around. You feel content with yourself, et cetera, et cetera. And then someone's video will come up on your page, and immediately you will think that you are not doing enough, that you are lazy, that you aren't active enough, that you're not fit enough, that at this point you're not seeing process and progress and what you are building for yourself, that you're not chefing it up like you should be. Instead, you've been going out to dinner and you should be cooking at home, and someone else is making all these crazy things, and you don't even know how to make grilled cheese, that kind of a thing. And you're just kind of sitting there comparing to yourself, like, I should be doing more. Why does this person do have their life figured out, and I am sitting here like an infant, uncertain and not where I should be? Your life is the way that you make it. The way that you spend each day and the way that you talk to yourself reflects how you view yourself. We all know that. We all know that. That's not rocket science, Annabelle. That's not rocket science. No crap. However, it is so easy to feel like you have not romanticized your life enough because someone else is romanticizing your dream life. I think we've all experienced that. We all know the way that we want to live, the life that we want for ourselves, the things that we want. We all have that wish list of things that we want for ourselves. And right now, they might seem unreachable. However, I've said this once and I will say it again. People on social media compile their videos to romanticize their life, okay? They might take videos and clips from 2 days prior. I've done that before, outing myself completely. For a weekend, I compile every video that might be from Thursday to Sunday. People will romanticize their lives in the way that they want it. That is the way that they are building their dream life. You have all the power in the world to do the exact same thing. If you sit there and you look at them and you go, dang it, like why are they living my dream life? Like, they just graduated. How are they already thriving? They literally graduated 2 weeks ago and they're off to all these different cities. It's because they're romanticizing their life. And unfortunately, because they're posting about it, you feel like yours isn't enough. Yours is enough. It's the way that you look at it. It's the way that you capture it. It's the way that you express it. It's the way that you love through it. That is the way that you should be looking at your life. Now, it is hard. Because I will catch myself going through a scroll on someone's account being like, this is literally the life that I want. This is literally the way that I want to dress. This is the money that I want to have. This is the car that I want to have. I want to live in this state. I want to live da 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 da. And I've said this before too. Sometimes you just need a reality check, okay? That person might be 3 years older than you. There is so much change that happens in that first month of post-grad to even the year later in that month of post-grad. Who I was a year ago is completely different from the person I am now. Back then was not thriving. Back then was not fresh. Back then was not living her best life. Now I'm doing the most for myself and I'm romanticizing my life and things are looking different for me. My life is looking up because that is the way that I'm viewing myself. And I will say too, it takes a second. It takes a second. Things aren't just handed to us. Our dream lives are not just handed to us. It takes time. Just like, I'm gonna use like a funny little analogy, but just like a time capsule wardrobe, okay? If you don't know what a time capsule wardrobe is, it is basically the basics and the structures of like everyday necessities that you can wear over and over and over again for generations and eras to come because they will never go out of style, okay? Classics like a white tee, yeah? Good pair of denim, okay? Some classic boots, some classic hoops, right? A classic white button up, something like that, a basic, something that will never go out of style because you can rewear it, use it, and it can be a staple in any time, any place, anywhere, okay? That is the same thing with your life, okay? Again, silly analogy, but it takes time to compile everything that you want for your life, yeah? You're not gonna get it in the first 3 months, even in the first year. I don't have even half of what I want, one third of what I want for my life, Barely even that. I feel like I'm still at 15% of like building what I'd like for my life, but we're getting there. You're starting to see progress. And it is so easy to look at someone who might seem like they are ahead of you, but take another deep look at their life and take a step back into thinking they might still be at 20% of their life. They might be 15% of the person that they want to be. There are so many ways that people are growing that they're not showing you. They're just romanticizing a certain section of their life for you, okay? And I think comparison is a very difficult thing to talk about, okay? Because we all do it. We all do it. But I want to remind you that your life is the way that you make it. And when you get into a system and a cycle of falling into the trap of comparison, I want you to remind yourself that that person, that moment, your life, first off, that compilation of videos or photos that you are seeing might not be in the time frame that it actually is. It might be over time. It might be over a week, over a set of dates, right, where they compiled a certain amount of things to aesthetically romanticize their life. But second, you have the full ability to do the same thing for your life if you start doing it now. If you start to fall in love with your life, if you start to compile your time capsule life, right? The things that you want to carry with you and the things that you want as you go through these stages of your life. The last thing that I want to talk about, you guys, kind of compiles both things. And I've talked about it before, but I still get this question because it is a hard question, okay? And it's just the basic necessity of building structure and habits throughout your life, okay? In post-grad, all of our habits, all of our routines, all of our daily structures, our daily habits, our routines, all of that is more important than you might think it is, okay? It's not a necessity, right? Every single day hitting all 10 things that you have for your perfect morning, that's not a necessity. However, when you have structure for your life and when you have habits for your life, you're able to see personal, physical, emotional, mental growth more drastically than you would if you didn't have that kind of structure behind your belt. If you are someone who kind of just wakes up and goes about your day, however you go about your day, I'm sure you see personal growth. But when you have things that you know better you and that you know you want to grow towards and that you know is in the process and in the road to the person that you want to be, and you work and you aim and you grow daily to continue to do those things, you will feel better, you will act better, you will speak better. And it's a daily process because we're not perfect, okay? I swear, again, my routine changes multiple times because depending on how I go to bed, depending on what I have ahead of me in that week, things will change and times will allow things to readjust. However, your routine, your structure, and your habits make for who you are going to be in post-grad. And if you are someone who wants to look back at what you used to do and fall back to what your old habits were or what you thought was best for you or what you thought you wanted for yourself or even just your temptations and the ways that you do fall in life, you might not continue to grow into the person that you want to be because you're living your life in the past. Now, if those things worked for you, keep it up. This is not me, again, condemning you, convicting you, telling you what you should or shouldn't do. But if you are someone who wants to create new habits or a new structure for your life, this is an invitation to start to write down and create that routine and those habits that you want for yourself. Because habits don't occur overnight. Habits are so hard to make, but they are even harder to break, okay? Because you have to stop something in order to start something. If you are going out every weekend, you have to stop wanting to do that, which takes time, and start wanting to stay inside and do something else for yourself or do it in moderation. That kind of a thing. It takes time. And the only way to start that process is to do it now. When it comes to creating, okay, that routine or that habit or that structure for yourself, I think what I did was I used inspiration outside, meaning Pinterest, social media, that kind of a thing. And I listened to podcasts and episodes and vlogs of people who felt like they were getting the most out of their day and getting into routines and mindsets that bettered themselves at that point in their life and at that point in time. And I wrote them down. I wrote them down. I started writing them down firstly when I turned 22, my 22 things for 22. Some of those habits, such as going back to church every week, taking my vitamins and supplements, saving money, selling my clothes, that kind of a thing. Those habits and little structures that I wanted for myself already started to build up because that was something that I wanted for 22. Even throughout the year, I started to add more and more and more things throughout that list, meaning this year, spend more time in the Bible, not just 5 minutes on my daily devotional, but actually open up my Bible, read it, read the chapter, and pray about it. That was an addition to a habit that I wanted for myself that now I'm truly building and growing and pushing for myself. You can pull inspiration from people without comparing yourself to people. You can pull inspiration from people that you feel like you want to try. And if you realize that that's not for you, that is totally okay. You can easily stop doing that habit. You can easily change your routine, change your structure. You can adjust it to the way that you want it. But I do urge you to look at some things that you might want to add into your life and start trying them out. I think in conclusion of this episode, the main thing that truly helped me into finding my identity in postgrad, and I'm saying finding because I'm continuously finding myself and meeting a new version of myself, was to do the dang thing. Just do it. If you sit there and it is a waiting game for you and you have it written down somewhere, but you are waiting for the right moment to act on it, let me be the first to tell you that you won't act on it. It will continue to stay in that notes app. It will continue to stay on a journal piece of paper that you wrote down 2 months ago of the person that you wanted to become, the things that you wanted to try. If you don't plan it out and you don't just do the dang thing, you might never do it. Do it. If I didn't go out of my comfort zone to go to this Christian girl group that I went to and volunteer, I never would have met these four amazing, amazing, amazing God-fearing women that I have in my life now, and never would have joined a book club because of them, done a Bible study because of them. They have brought so much fun and events into my life, even just because I did one thing. I went to one event, I volunteered once, and I met so many good people because I went outside my comfort zone and I just did it. I hope that you guys like this episode. It is something that I want to inspire you because post-grad has a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of comparison. There's a lot of unknown. There's a lot of things that you're figuring out, that you're trying, that you like, that you don't like. And again, you don't know if you like or not like something unless you do it. And so I hope this inspires you to learn about what you like and what you don't like, because in order to find your identity, you need to find the things that fill you and that become you and that you want for yourself in your life. You will never know that if it is left at an unknown. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening to this, you guys. Again, if you like this episode, please like, subscribe, follow my Talk About It podcast accounts, leave a comment, leave a message for me. I love to hear from you guys. I want to continue to hear from you guys. And I am just so grateful for this little community that we are building. Each week, there's more and more and more people who just reach out to me telling me how much they loved an episode. And it brings tears to my eyes because that is truly the reason that I do this. And it not only fills my cup just doing something for myself and having an outlet where I can use my personality and my ability to continue to talk for minutes and minutes, almost hours on end with you guys. But I am just so blessed to have such amazing people following this journey with me. And continue to share this podcast with anyone who you think needs it, because at the end of the day, we all need to feel like we are included in a community and that we feel heard and we feel seen. So thank you so much for the endless support. I love you guys so very much, and I will see you so very soon. Bye!